Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bring out the Zamboni. Jordan Binnington records his first ever playoff shutout as the St. Louis Blues win 5-0 behind a hat trick from Jaden Schwartz. They take a 3-2 series lead and come home for Game 6 on Tuesday night in St. Louis with a chance to move on to the Stanley Cup Final.
What is today?
What's today?
Today's Monday.
What's this? Yes.
Monday morning motivation.
Motivation.
Monday.
Motivation?
Monday.
Wake up!
Motivational brigade!
Come through!
And not only wake up, but wake up with the mindset of being better than you were last week.
Yay! That's so exciting!
Good morning!
Yeah!
It's a great morning to be a St. Louis Blues hockey fan.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much a Cardinals fan. But let's talk about the joy. We got a lot of season left for the Cardinals, and this is it for the Blues.
Yeah.
And they went up 3-2 in a what I would call I felt bad for the other team game. I know, but
that's
then
hard
they,
to do.
I know, and then they started getting dirty. You know what's his face, Kane. I think he's going to have a target on his back the next game. Tried to take out Binnington.
Yeah.
And they lost their composure completely.
Yeah.
And man, a penalty shot in playoffs.
Right, it was amazing.
And it was beautiful. And it looked like, and how calm was Tarasenko for that penalty shot?
Yep,
this is what I do.
Mm-hmm. I heard Kerber talking about it. I guess the last one that they had was like 1970.
That was the last time they had a penalty shot in the playoff game?
And they missed it.
Really?
So, yeah, so it's the
first penalty
shot made by the Blues in playoff history.
And how about Schwartz?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
hat trick.
Two hat tricks in the playoffs.
Wow.
I mean, the last time that was done was another year in the past. I don't know stats, people. All I know is that 10,000 people were at Enterprise Center to watch it on the big screen.
Yeah.
Which is pretty impressive.
And what was the attendance?
I think 10,000 people.
Really?
That's a good little money grab for Enterprise Center.
Yeah, well,
come on and watch, and we'll sell you the. I wonder if they did any specials.
I remember seeing that it was $10 a person. So that's if it was 10,000, that's $100,000. And I did see that they had, on the little blurb I saw, that they were going to have food and drink specials. I don't know what they were.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
But I mean, I was at Ballpark Village Friday night, and it was packed. Everyone's just, the whole place, from above, on the railings watching, mm-hmm. to below, all the areas were just full of people. And like, there was no need for me to be there, okay? I told Kevin this morning, you know what it was like?
What?
It was like I was a mom on stage trying to hype the kids. Like, there's my mom. Here's the hype mom. I'm the hype mom. You know, for a guy, it doesn't matter how old you are, but a woman that's my age, it's like all they're seeing is their mom. So I took a note from Franco up in the crown room, and all he said was, let's make some noise like 15 times. So that's what I ended up doing. Let's make some noise really gets the crowd going. I'm just letting you know, if you ever have to be on a microphone, let's make some noise. You're going to be a winner. But yeah, I mean, it was great to be at Ballpark Village for the watch party. And then tomorrow night, Game 6, we can close it out here on home ice. That would be pretty awesome.
It'd be very cool.
And then we've gotten emails, people wanting to know, are you guys doing Glory again? You have to do it again. It worked the last time. We're planning on it. Our boss hasn't talked to us about it, yes or no, but we're making the plans to do so.
So if he hasn't said anything, we're assuming that's a yes.
Yep. I know, but I think somebody has to put Gloria in. And that's not us.
Well, that's okay. I'll be here at 1 o'clock to do it. I can make it. It won't be exactly following the game.
Right.
But we'll get it in.
Close enough. So we have to be prepared for that tomorrow night. If it does happen, and the game, of course, is on Y98 because Cardinals are facing the Royals, little interleague matchup. And the Royals record, I looked it up because I heard it yesterday, they're 16-31.
You know, they were bad last year, too.
They're rebuilding years, Lance.
Yeah.
That's what we always like to say.
It's going slow for them.
Whereas the Cardinals, 24-23.
That's... You know, game above 500, but lately, you know, they've...
But recently is the problem.
I mean, they had a really good run there where they were like 10 out of 11.
Really good April.
Yeah, and they've gone the other way.
May has not been great for the Cardinals.
Nope.
So hopefully being back at Busch Stadium will help the Cardinals snap out of... I mean, offensively, it's like they have a game that they score all their runs.
Yeah, you're right. They have one big game and then the bats go quiet for a few days.
So today, speaking of the Cardinals... We have lots of Cardinals tickets to give away. We have three in a row you go for tomorrow night's game against the Royals. We also have tickets for the teacher night at the Cardinals game. And the shirts are really cute. You can buy a theme ticket at cardinals.com/theme. And you get like the Cardinals on the bat. And then under it, written like the Cardinals, it says teacher.
Oh, yeah. I did see that. Yeah, that's a cool shirt.
So we'll have tickets for that game. And you get the theme vouchers to get those t-shirts as well. Because... teachers are ready. They're ready to say, adios, children. I'm going to have a drink or 10. we also have a bunch of good food stuff stories. We've got a bona fide or bogus today. And the Dream Team back together early this morning. It's me and Lance and Kevin. Tim is on his way.
The Dream Team.
That's the text that we received. Jen will be back tomorrow on the show. And so, I mean, I'm sure she can handle the Gloria, putting the Gloria
in.
Yeah,
I think so.
We'll have to see. But we're feeling good after two victories over the weekend for the Blues and that much closer to the Stanley Cup Finals, which is not in my lifetime. I've never... I mean, I was born, I think, but I was not aware at 1 and 2.
Yeah. I vaguely remember it.
Yeah. I mean, I was just a baby, and I don't even think I was into hockey.
Yeah, well... you know, I mean, and a rematch, if we are lucky enough to get there, Boston and St. Louis.
Yes. 1970, right. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to have some fun today. And again, our text line is down. Sorry about that. Hopefully it'll be back up and running the first of next month. But if you need anything, you could always call us. The phone lines work, at least until tomorrow when we have a conference about new phone lines. Then I have no idea what's going to happen.
Right.
314-531-9898 is our number from Missouri, and 618-397-9898 from Illinois. If you need anything, if we can do anything, if you have any ideas about Gloria, if you want to just be happy and talk to us, we'd love to hear from you. But if you have a complaint, don't use those phone numbers. Your Ashley Home Store weather, mostly sunny, cooler today. Whatever the pollen count is, it's high. Because I'm struggling today a little bit. But 70, beautiful day. And then partly cloudy, the low of 55 for tonight. And then cloudy, windy tomorrow. We do have a chance for some afternoon and evening showers and thunderstorms. Possibly, they're using the severe word in the forecast. Severe at times. High of 75. Right now, it is 55. And here's Lance with a first look at your traffic.
What a gorgeous sunrise we have had this morning. So that's going for us. We got a call from Rob.
Y98, it's Courtney and Kevin and Tim and Lance Hildebrand. And Kevin was mentioning earlier, Lance, that the River Road probably going to open today, right?
Yeah, it looks like they have not moved the barricades yet, but everything's dry. Everything's dry near ConAgra, and it's only a matter of time. Fingers are crossed that it will happen later this afternoon, if not this evening.
Yeah, JB Bridge, Tim, when you were out sick Friday, that was the big news, the big traffic news.
Oh, it's taking people forever to get...
Two of the lanes opened on Friday, which was a big deal. So hopefully today... won't be as bad as it's been. I'm going to tell you what. I was supposed to go see Sammy Hagar Saturday night. I've never seen Sammy Hagar. Mm-hmm. I'm not a huge Sammy Hagar fan.
Right.
But I like Sammy Hagar.
Yeah.
He seems like just an incredibly cool guy.
Yes.
Like, I like everything about him, except for I'm not a big... I just don't listen to a lot of his music. But I'm like, well, this would be cool. I've never seen Sammy. Whew. There were some angry Sammy fans Saturday night because it got canceled.
Oh, why?
Wait, why?
Because there were bad storms all around heading this way with like 60-mile-an-hour winds. And, you know, they didn't know if it was going to hit. And if it did, it was going to hit hard in that big open area.
Mm-hmm.
So they made the call looking at the weather to cancel it. And there wasn't a lot of rain. We didn't get hit hard.
No, I mean, there were a couple, where I live down to, you know, South City, there were a couple light showers, but...
Yeah, there were some rain.
Yeah, I mean, not anything's... windy, yes, but, I mean, severe rain? No, not
yeah.
So do they reschedule that?
Yeah, they did it last night. So
this summer. Oh, no, they just moved the show.
They just moved the show to last night.
Oh, perfect.
But perfect night, though,
people
too.
Have been pre-partying.
I think it's like a holiday.
I think there were, like... 15,000 people that waited in line to get in. I mean, and, you know, yes.
Man.
Hotel rooms that were booked.
Oh, I'm sure. He's
all
a
around.
Sensation here.
Yep.
Yeah. So yeah, they were, and we went to a couple bars where Sammy fans would be, and I heard lots of anger.
It's not even raining.
Lots of anger. Lots of red being worn.
Oh, of course.
Lots of vaping.
Lots of Mas Tequila or whatever. What's his brand?
Yeah. So I didn't get a chance because I didn't go last night. It was either going to happen Saturday night or not at all.
Yeah.
So I didn't get a chance to see Sammy. But I do. I want to see, like, there's a couple people that I'd like to see that I'll be mad if I don't. Like, Sammy's one of them. I would love to see The Who. Even though Roger
You've
Daltrey...
You've never seen The Who?
No.
Huh.
Even though Roger Daltrey yells at people now to get
so
off
funny.
His lawn. But there are like a few big artists like that I'd like to see. Mick Jagger. I would love to see The Stones.
Yeah, I've never seen
that.
You've never seen him either?
No.
I haven't either.
No.
Really, now's the time on that one.
I know.
Me just tell you.
See, now you're adhering to my philosophy of how many more chances will you have?
Totally.
I know.
How many more?
Sammy, I think I've got a lot more.
Yeah, but Sammy's getting up there, too. Yeah.
Sammy's as old as Mick Jagger.
I know,
that's what
but
we forget.
Sammy looks younger.
I know, but he's the same age.
Are they really?
I'm pretty... I mean, look it up, but I'm pretty sure they're, like, right.
Are they?
I thought Mick Jagger was 75. I thought that came out when he was
Sammy maybe 73?
Yeah, I think Sammy's a little bit younger. Mick Jagger is 75.
Yeah.
And Sammy is...
But there are some of those people, like, I never got an opportunity to see Michael Jackson, even though I don't like him as much anymore after watching that documentary.
Right,
but, you know, back in the day, I saw Prince.
I saw
Janet
Prince
Jackson.
Too. Never saw Janet.
Those
people were younger. These people...
You know, one of Jerry Garcia's last shows was in St. Louis, and I think I was in high school.
I saw The Dead.
And I didn't care for The Dead. Like, I was just like, I don't like him, and I didn't go. And then he died a few days later, and then my whole life I've been like, why didn't I go?
Yep, I got
I've
to
never
see.
Saw the Grateful
well
Dead.
And it was just a spectacle because of the people,
of course,
and the spinning
and I wasn't into that, like I was very anti that hippie thing, which is stupid, but at the time,
but you
know,
think you got it all figured out
exactly, right. And I didn't.
Okay, so Mick Jagger 75, you said?
Yeah, and Sammy 71.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's darn close.
Closer than you think.
Yeah. Sammy Hagar is a year younger than, or Mick Jagger's a year younger than my mother. Can you see Karen Landrum at a Stone show? I can.
Yeah, doing those moves? I absolutely can.
Okay, so we're hopeful for some good news out of Grafton and that area today, but for now it's early, so hopefully the commute isn't that bad. Lance, how's everything looking?
Not too bad. I mean, we do have a stall on westbound 44. It's after and...
Y98, it's Courtney and Kevin and Lance and Tim. Jen will be back tomorrow morning, and all will be right in the world again. The whole team. We called ourselves, when you were out and Jen was out, the dream team.
I prefer to use that often.
Now we're just the team.
Yeah, the dream team. But Kevin's always reminded me of Christian Laettner. Like,
oh, thank you.
Why is he there? No, I'm just kidding.
Duke basketball guy?
Yeah, because the dream team, he was on the dream team, remember?
But the dream team, oh, he was? He was part of the Olympic dream team?
Yeah, Lance, right?
In Atlanta? One. In Atlanta.
I think you're
they had
right.
two college players. It was him and somebody else.
You might be right about that.
And it was like, yeah.
Yeah, it was all pro.
And then Laker had this like mediocre pro career.
Yeah, I don't remember him being part of the dream team. That's very funny. Mm-hmm. But speaking of college, did you hear about this billionaire Robert F. Smith that spoke? He's, you know, right now we're doing all the commencement addresses and a lot of colleges have some big heavy hitters. Well, there's this billionaire and he spoke at Morehouse College's graduation yesterday. He last year was ranked on Forbes as the 163rd richest person in America. He's the founder and CEO of the private equity firm Vista Equity Partners. I looked up a bunch of stuff about him yesterday because it was fascinating. And
they're one of my favorite equity partners.
He's one of only 13 black billionaires in the world. And he's the only black billionaire to be a part of that Microsoft pledge to give half of their wealth. Yeah. He's with, who is it?
Bill Gates
and Warren Buffett. But he's gets up there. And this year, his fortune is up to $5 billion. A few months ago, he donated $1.5 million to Morehouse College in Atlanta, which is an historically black school. So he gets up there and they gave him an honorary doctorate. And he had a bunch of degrees already. This guy's no joke. And 400 graduating seniors. During his speech, he announced he was making another donation to pay off the entire graduating class's student loans.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wow.
It's Scott's tots all again from The Office. Remember when he made the pledge when they were in first grade and then they were graduating and he had to go and be like, I don't have any money. The crowd went crazy, as you can imagine. And but it took a second. Like,
it didn't register.
Because it's a massive amount of money. I think I saw that it's about $40 million.
Oh, my God.
Is what that one-time donation
is. That is incredible.
And Morehouse says it's the largest single donation the school has ever been associated with. I mean, they're free.
Yeah.
Not only do they have the greatest moment graduating, having a degree, but now they just have that weight of a student loan that they don't really feel yet, only because they're not writing the checks yet.
Yeah.
But man, how incredible is that?
You know, there's a couple of kids going, oh, I should have graduated earlier.
Right?
Right. Some guy who had one credit. Seniors. Yeah. He's like, I'm going to take this semester off. Oh, you're absolutely right.
Their parents are angry. That is so true, Kevin.
Did you say four? That was equivalent of $40 million.
That's what they said. That's what they're estimating it as.
Wow! So, in a class of 400, that's 100,000 a kid.
I mean, easily for 4 years of school.
Yeah.
Well, those people that were 5 years seniors, though, that waited an extra year are happy.
Yeah.
Oh. So now slacking worked for them.
Right.
It's a lot of pressure on whoever gives the talk next year.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I would say no. No way.
It's going to be like some actor or something.
It's like me being on the stage at Ballpark Village.
Yeah. Or like there's all these political figures will give the commencements and all these students will walk out. I wonder if people told them, like, you're not going to believe what Mike Pence said he would do for us after he left.
Your Ashley Home Store weather, sunny, cooler today with a high of only 70, and then windy and cloudy, and there's some rain in the forecast with a high of 75. Here is Lance with another look at your traffic.
You know, there were a lot of stories that came out over the last few days about how after yesterday's final episode of Game of Thrones that a lot of people were just going to skip work today. And, you know, we had the Blues win yesterday.
Does it feel like it?
I thought it was awfully light volume-wise when I was coming into work this morning. But, you know, we come in pretty early. But even for the same time of day, I thought it was very deserted on
the road. We're talking, this is field trip time, too.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And field day time.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that part of school.
Well, the roads aren't too bad. Northbound 55, doing all right. Getting a little more volume up toward Peavely, but not enough to slow you down. The right lanes do get busy as you move past Butler Hill.
Broke Milken on Y98. It's the Courtney and Company morning show. Kevin, what sort of incentives are you providing for your children to get good grades? Because we know Kennedy's been killing it lately.
You know, it's funny. There really isn't much of an incentive. They just do it. And I think about that because I'm like, I can remember as a kid, when we'd bring our report cards home, you would get like $5 for, you know, a really good report card, $2 if it was okay. I mean, it wasn't a lot of money, but it was something. I don't think it was like
that. Oh, you did? So you got paid for good grades?
Yes, yes. There was a little bit of
incentive. I think that was out there for me, too. But I never got paid.
You could be a very wealthy woman.
Yeah, they put some high dollars, and it still didn't motivate me.
But it's weird. I think Kennedy's motivation is the fact that this is her first year of real grades for the longest time.
Oh, yeah, to get the satisfactory, unsatisfactory. Yeah.
So that's like her thing. So she just wants to continue to get straight A's.
Some kids are self-motivated, yeah. And you don't need to. But then there are other kids that a little cash on the line might be a good idea.
It goes a long way. Yeah, they did a survey asking people if it was okay to reward kids for doing well in school by paying them for good grades. 50% of Americans said yes, it's perfectly fine.
I think
fine.
It depends on the kid, don't you? Like, if that kid needs a little extra motivation and it works.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the worst thing in the world.
At some point, they're going to have to go out in the real world and they're going to have to earn a salary. So, I mean, listen, I'm not a parent, but I mean, I think whatever. You see parents bribing their kids at the grocery store with stuff to behave.
Really? Yeah. Like, I'll give you money if you shut up?
Not money, but like
you get this. Right. One of these and, if you're good. For
and
the,
teachers yeah. do the same thing.
I mean,
you know, they bribe their kids.
Make your life a little easier.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I mean, it's funny because I consider Sarah an exceptional teacher, but we're constantly going to, you know, the candy section at stores.
She does that?
Yes.
She buys stuff for her students.
But what she does is she rewards the students who do well. You know, with some type of, you know, they've done well this you know, quarter. Here's a, like, Twizzler party or here's something like that. So there's always
a Twizzler party. I want to be invited to the Twizzler party.
Sounds awesome.
I'm sure it's a little more
but
than
that's
that.
What kind of grades are we talking about for the Twizzler party? I'm interested. What's interesting is it's most accepted in the Midwest. 56% of people say it's okay. 51% in the north, in the western U.S., 48% in the south, and 46% in the northeast. That's interesting. We're into it here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Men are more likely, sorry, women are more likely to be into it, 51% compared to 48%. And this is really interesting. People who, the less money they make, the more they're into the idea of giving their kids money.
And people that make more money aren't as?
People with more money are like, no, this is a bad idea.
That's interesting.
I know.
I wonder why. Lance, did you get paid for grades? You were the valedictorian, weren't you?
Yeah, it doesn't mean I had good grades, though.
How do you get to be the valedictorian without good grades?
I thought that's exactly what it meant.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did they just pick you as a valedictorian?
Lance,
you were such an interesting person.
No doubt.
Because for years I thought you were the valedictorian based on grades, and then you said, a couple years ago, you said it wasn't because of your grades.
I didn't have exceptional grades. I was okay. I was probably above average. But we had three graduation speakers, and we each had a topic yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And I just remember one of my teachers approached me my senior year and said, you should try out for this. All right, okay.
So you tried out for valedictorian?
Yeah, I think I had.
Remember that day we found out Lance wasn't actually valedictorian?
No, I really was. Well,
whoa!
I mean, I was a graduation speaker. I don't think that's the same thing.
It's not, but you were not valedictorian.
I guess not. I don't know. What makes a valedictorian?
The grades. Best grades in the class.
That was not me.
Okay. No.
That's what it means by definition.
And then what's the salutatorian? Or salutatorian?
The second.
Is right?
Is that right?
I don't know. I don't know that we had that.
Well, I don't know because I never needed to know those words.
Wait, so Lance, were you yesterday, today, or tomorrow?
How do you not
so
remember this?
I think I was. I think I was today or tomorrow. I'm
Does
pretty sure
else?
It was not yesterday.
Anybody from Lance's graduating class, we want to hear from
yeah,
you.
Yeah, right. I picture Lance just giving up and doing a traffic report. 18 in front of his school.
A little early in my career for that.
All right, listen, we got to move on. But I would love to hear from somebody from Lance's graduating class that knows if he was yesterday, today, or tomorrow. And if you were the valedictorians out there going, I was the valedictorian.
And you know, the thing is, too, now somebody might be listening and say, you know what, I'll go check the yearbook and find out. I do not appear in my senior yearbook at all.
That's amazing.
He overbrands everything in his life.
I am not even listed as not
a graduate or a senior class.
I'm not listed as not missed. You know, they have the list of not pictured.
Yes.
I'm not even in the not pictured list.
That's not nice. How many were in your graduating class, Lance?
I think it was about 500.
That's a big class.
Yeah. I think I did a reading at my graduation, so I also was valedictorian.
There you go.
All right, listen, we got Schmidt coming up. And the big thing that everyone's talking about, and don't worry, I'm not going to give you any spoiler alerts, Game of Thrones. That's the big story. We'll get to that.
Entertainment Schmig.
Jen off today. She'll be back tomorrow, so I will be filling in for her with the Schmig, and it's brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness and get the summer free.
Summer free
makes you feel fine. For a limited time. All right, big story. Lane something won American Idol.
I caught a little bit of it.
I didn't watch it.
By accident.
I saw Katy Perry performing with Daddy Yankee.
Oh.
And it was a highly entertaining performance.
That's good.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. And I think it was mostly in Spanish, but it was a great song.
Yeah.
Just a feel-good song.
I just saw too much of that guy who was helping out Seacrest, and I was like, oh, thanks.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. So Lane something won it. Moving on. The biggest story today is, and Kevin's having a hard time trying to avoid anything, Game of Thrones series finale. I will not give you any spoilers because I don't have any to give, so don't worry about that. But I did see online a lot of people disappointed, so I don't know what that means. I'm just telling you from fans, people are angry.
People have been disappointed with this whole season.
Kevin wasn't, though.
I'm not, so far.
I don't think I am either. I'm just, you know, it's been such a... They've given us so much. There's no good way to end all this stuff. But yeah, people are disappointed.
Well, the internet dug up... I don't know who dug this up, but the original New York Times review of Game of Thrones from 2011.
Really?
And it's brutal. It calls the show boy fiction that it has been patronizingly turned out to reach the population's other half, Playboy TV-style plot points, costume drama, sexual hopscotch. If you're not averse to the Dungeons and Dragons aesthetic, the series might be worth the effort. If you are nearly anyone else, you will hunger for HBO to get back to the business of languages for which we already have a dictionary.
Wow.
Oh my God.
By the way, Game of Thrones, they've won 47 Emmys so far, more than any other drama in history.
I wonder if that actual guy got on board and was like, now he watches.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It was out there when it first premiered.
Yeah.
I mean, there was nothing like it.
It still blows my mind that one of the most popular shows of all time is about the things that it's about. You know, fire-breathing dragons and stuff like
yes.
that.
Yes. And a lot of the actors and actresses took to Instagram and Twitter to just thank everyone and thank the character that they got to play.
Lena Headley.
No, there's no L.
Lena Headey.
Yeah.
Lena Headey?
It always confuses me.
Yeah, it confuses me too.
Amelia Clark, Sophie Turner, they all went online. You could see a couple of them online at 198.com.
Amelia Clark.
Amelia, it's not Clark.
That one does have a
My name's Mark with a C. Clark. That petition, by the way, that asked it for someone to redo Game of Thrones now has 1.1 million signatures. Roy Wood Jr., he's a correspondent comedian for The Daily Show, and he did a 5-minute recap of the whole series. There's lots of cursing, but I can play a tiny bit for you.
So Game of Thrones is basically a show about how you can't trust nobody with blonde hair.
There you go.
He's funny. He's coming to town.
Yeah, we've had him in studio before.
Great.
He was delightful. Kelly Clarkson, is going to be singing the national anthem this weekend at the Indy 500.
Oh, cool.
She's done the national anthem at the Super Bowl once, but she's going to do it for the third time at the Indianapolis 500.
She can sing, it turns out.
Yeah, she has. Kelly Clarkson. She does a great Star Spangled Banner, doesn't she?
Yep.
Foreigner, Kool, and the gang are headlining their pre-race fun, and Zach Brown Band's going to be there the day after. Kim and Kanye, we now know the name of the baby. Psalm.
Psalm?
With a P? Silent P, silent L. Psalm.
Wait, P, silent L would be Sam.
No, but they said it's pronounced Psalm. I'm just telling you.
Weird. Mm.
Like somber. Both of them read the Bible regularly. Kanye loves the books of poetry of the Bible. Mm. It's the longest book in the Bible. Psalms is. But Kanye believes that there's a lot of wisdom. And some people are pointing out that, oh, okay, why do the boys get biblical names like Saint and Psalm, but the girls get names off of MapQuest? Very funny line. If you go to Y98.com, you can see Brooks Koepka won the PGA Championship again just a few months after he won the one here in St. Louis. And you get to see him deny his girlfriend a kiss before he goes out for the final round. But then there's another video of him giving her a kiss when he wins the final round.
Brooks. Come on, man.
Tonight on TV, The Voice, part one of their live finale. And the third season premiere of Beat Shazam, which is a fun show. Except for I would never be a contestant on that show because they make you dance and look dumb.
Mm-hmm.
We need more enthusiasm. I can't do it.
It's not your style.
Fourth season finale of DC's Legends of Tomorrow on the CW and James Corden's Carpool Karaoke Primetime Special, 9 o'clock on CBS. Celine Dion is the featured guest this year.
On Carpool Karaoke?
Yeah.
That I kind of want to
see. It's the Primetime Special, so it'll be on at 9 o'clock CBS. All right. Yesterday, Scooter Braun, is that his name? Justin Bieber's manager. He posted a picture of Justin Bieber's first album. It celebrated their 10-year anniversary one time on Saturday, and he posted like a thank you. And by the way, Woodstock 50 is less of a train wreck now. They secured a new financial backer, and there's no word when tickets might go on sale, but it's looking like they're trying to fix it.
Like this summer, the same dates and everything.
Yep, everything. Wow. And that is your Schmig. Tim will have Schmig duties in the second at 8:37. And you can always get it in podcast form at 198.com. All right, Lance, I got a call. I don't know if it's the same one Kevin took earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa called with a ladder, 270 southbound at Manchester.
Yeah, I think that's the one that Rob called in about 75 minutes or so ago. Yeah, we already added that to the tally, but it never hurts to double check with us, whether you call us on the request lines or you tweet at me straight.
Y98, today's best music mix with the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Jen is off again today. She'll be back tomorrow morning. Whole gang will be back. And all week long, we're celebrating teachers. And I know you guys are ready for school to be out. When does Sarah get out of school, Kevin?
Her last day is next Friday. The kids' last day is next Thursday.
Yeah, so a lot of people after the Memorial Day weekend for the first time in a while.
Yeah.
Our pool's ready to go. It's open and ready to go, although no horseplay at our community pool.
No.
It's one of the things that keeps me away from it every year. I enjoy horseplay. That and no adult swim times. I think just like an hour a day would be nice if I want to do some laps in the pool. I know I'm that old person
now. Those are two conflicting ideas.
I know.
You want horseplay, but you want adult. I mean, kids
are the best
at horseplay.
I really want to be able to bring some booze in there, and that's not allowed.
In terms of horseplay, kids are second best at. Yep. Horses are number one on that
list. Yes, they are number one. But anyway, we are celebrating the end of the school year for teachers, and the Cardinals are too. Cardinals Teacher Appreciation Night is June 4th against the Reds, and we have a pair of tickets to give away not only today, but all week long. All you have to do is be caller 18 at 314-531-9898 from Illinois, 618- 877-397-9898. You get a pair of tickets to the game, and you also get two vouchers for the exclusive Teachers Appreciation Night t-shirt. You can get those tickets if you don't win online, cardinals.com/theme. Caller 18 now, you're going to Teacher Appreciation Night at Busch Stadium. Shape of You. Congratulations to Corey Guetta of St. Louis. Corey is not a teacher, but he loves teachers, he told us.
I think he thought he had to yeah. to win the tickets. We're like, are you a teacher? No, but I really like teachers.
He said love, I believe.
Yeah.
So Corey, I asked him if he was going to at least take a teacher with him to the game, and he said,
I can.
So Corey picked up a pair of tickets for June 4th, Cardinals versus Reds, Teacher Appreciation Night. That's what night it happens. And you get tickets to the game and also a special Cardinals teacher t-shirt. You can buy those tickets now, though, online, cardinals.com/theme. More tickets to give away tomorrow through Friday on the show.
Let's talk about these Cardinals. Man, yesterday was a rough one. They're on a bit of a skid right now. Yesterday, they tied the game up. Dexter Fowler broke an 0-for-15 streak. He wasn't doing so well. 0-for-15 slump, I should say.
Yeah, streak.
With a home run. Tied the game.
Yes.
Everything looked like it was going our way, and then they couldn't pull it off.
No. I didn't even watch it because the Blues were on.
Yeah.
So all my energy, my mental energy was spent. But they made it easy for me yesterday. Like, I like to watch games like yesterday for the Blues.
Yeah.
There was a lot of big things on. PGA Championship moved to May. Mm-hmm. And this is since the 30s, it's been in August. And that's what everybody was very confused on the show, because they're like, you mean to tell me that the PGA Championship was a year ago this weekend?
Right.
I'm like, no, they moved it. They changed the whole schedule. No, it was August at Belle Reve, and they did not have near the finish at Bethpage that we did here in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. With Tiger in the mix, same winner, Brooks Koepka. He's now 4 for the last 8 majors.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
But he doesn't consistently win on the regular tour. And if you go to Y98.com, you can see Brooks Koepka looks like he's dissing his lady for a kiss before his round. But, I mean, who knows? Then there's a real kiss at the end of his round when he was victorious. It got a little interesting, though, because Dustin Johnson had a pretty good day, and Brooks Koepka did not.
I had no room for golf.
Yeah, I didn't even watch it.
I did watch the little Cardinals, and we'll see. Hopefully they get it figured out. I think the Cardinals probably don't mind most of the city watching the Blues right now, because they are figuring some things out.
Yeah, no. I mean, they're back in town for the Royals tonight and tomorrow night.
We also got Carlos Martinez back, and he actually has looked pretty good, so that's exciting.
Because right.
Obviously we've the pitching, whatever. Okay, fine.
Well, we are going against the Kansas City Royals, and they are 16-31 this season.
Yeah, not doing so well.
No, just a 2-game interleague play. By the way, over the weekend, did you notice at the Rangers Cardinals game, it was mostly Cardinals fans.
I had a friend who was there.
It was crazy. I did too.
Yeah, it said over half, and it was crazy. I heard a lot of it on the radio, and hearing every time it would confuse you because you'd hear the crowd react so well, and the Cardinals did anything.
Tons of Cardinals jerseys everywhere, and that was just around this person that I saw that posted a picture.
Yeah, well, especially those interleague games, because those fans don't get to see you know, that's their only series, their only chance, even every few years. So. Yeah, they packed that place, which is pretty cool to see. But Cardinals going to get it figured out. They'll have it really figured out by July for the Courtney and Company Day at the ballpark. If you haven't got your tickets to that, definitely get it. $20 gets you a drink, a t-shirt. You hang with us. Ticket to the game section, the whole thing. It's going to be great. Y98.com/Cardinals to join us.
St. Louis Blues.
And now those St. Louis Blues.
Man. Penalty shot in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of their players, player after player, going down for San Jose, leaving the ice.
Uh-huh.
Pavelski. There were like 3 players. One of them got hit by his own player with the puck. He was angry.
And how about Patty Maroon kind of keeping an eye on Carlson all the game? And then
Carlson went down. Well, they were saying before the game that he had some kind of injury from the last game.
Really?
He wasn't quite himself.
Man.
So it was exciting with Tarasenko scoring that penalty shot. Oh, it was so awesome.
Does it not just feel like this city's going to explode?
Oh, if we yeah.
Like, I'm almost overwhelmed by it, by what's going to happen here.
Just making it to this round, the city exploded.
Yeah. Yeah.
Going to the Stanley Cup Finals? I mean, it's crazy.
And meanwhile, not to get ahead of ourselves, because we have to, you know, we've got two shots to win another game in advance. But, you know, the Bruins swept that series. So they're just hanging out. And they said this is the longest, I forget the term they used, layoff or whatever, time between.
For a Stanley Cup team?
Yes, that they'll sit, you know, since winning. And then, because this is the Stanley Cup's finals don't start until Memorial Day.
Oh, man.
So they're just hanging out.
I have a friend that was actually at the Shark Tank yesterday, and apparently there's some California law where you can't stand or lean up on your seat.
What?
Yes. Have you heard this?
Can't stand?
What do you mean lean up on your seat?
You can't, like, lean forward or stand up.
Can't lean, like...
I don't know. What? I'm just telling you. They had seated to sit and leaning the whole, forward. They had to sit the whole time.
What? What are you talking about?
Let me read what he wrote. I'm not kidding you. Well, I don't know if he was joking or not, but people were getting angry for any time they stood. There was one person that threw their, see the St. Louis Blues hat go on the ice.
Awesome when he got the hat trick.
Yeah, I don't know where he wrote it.
Wait a minute. This guy was claiming that you have to watch the whole game seated.
I'm telling you, he said it's a California law. I don't know. I can't find it.
I've been to many sporting events in the state of California, and I've...
I don't know, Tim, and now I can't find it. But he did. He said that. I'll find it, and we'll bring it back up. He could have been joking. There wasn't a sarcastic font, so I couldn't tell. But if you're not following Nojax NYB on Facebook, you should be, because they are right along with St. Louis for the ride. That's that South Philly bar that started the whole Gloria thing. Mm-hmm. But they just posted video after video after video yesterday, and these people are into it. Every single person at this bar in Blues gear. I mean, there's Blues shots being had, lots of tank tops too.
Sure.
Besides the Blues gear.
Philly in the summer.
but they're fun to watch and to be this into the Blues, because they're hoping if the Blues make it to the finals that and win, that cup's coming through their bar, and I'm sure it will. So if you're not following them, Nojax NYB, you can follow them on Facebook. But yeah, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Enterprise Center. We could close it out on home ice, which would be awesome for the fans. And it's going to be on right here, Y98, if you want to listen to the game.
Yay!
What do you think? Do you think it's 6 or 7? What are you thinking? What does your
momentum
gut tell you?
Them winning 5-0. Them, you know...
Shutout for Binnington, which we didn't even mention.
Right. I didn't realize that was the only shutout he's had in the postseason.
Yeah.
Because it seemed he's been so good. But
shutouts
I guess he's
aren't as easy to get in the postseason, so it's pretty incredible.
And did I see somewhere that was the first time a Blues goalie, rookie goaltender had recorded a...
10 wins.
I think it was the first time shutout in the playoffs.
Oh, really? Yeah.
That would make sense.
Probably.
I thought I saw that.
All these stats that are being thrown around, I don't know them. And I usually repeat them wrong, but I'm going to look up that California law. But before I do that, let me tell you about the weather. It's going to be much cooler today, but really nice. Mostly sunny, cooler, with a high of 70, and then windy, and there's some thunderstorms and showers, possibly severe at times in the forecast, high of 75. And that weather brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. Here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
A few minutes ago, we had some flashing lights on eastbound 70 before a highway...
If you missed the code word in our Cash Man contest, a chance for you to win $1,000 12 times a day. This hour's code word is North, N-O-R-T-H. All you have to do is text North to 72881. You have plenty of time to do so. So don't be in a rush, but just do it before 8 o'clock this morning.
Foodstuffs!
Foodstuffs with me, Tim Convy. It's sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. I saw Jen made a visit to the new Salt and Smoke in St. Charles, so we'll hear about that tomorrow.
Yeah, I was just at Southampton Saturday night.
Delicious?
Yeah. You know what's interesting? Every time I go, it's usually something else. I mean, it's a different dish that I think is the winner of the night.
Mm.
Saturday night was the chicken sliders.
You really? Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Not, I haven't tried those. That sounds really good.
Those are good.
At Courtney and Co. Y98, we are on Instagram Live right now. You can check us out live as it all happens. How exciting is that?
Very.
All right, lots to get to. Does this sound good? A new Krispy Kreme donut filled with creamy salted egg. It's a yellow cream that tastes like...
No.
Salted egg.
It doesn't sound like Krispy Kreme's M.O.
Well, they're doing it in Thailand. Over in Thailand, apparently, egg desserts are a very popular
thing over there. Egg is a main ingredient for a lot of desserts, but just the taste of egg?
Like salted egg?
No.
Yeah, I don't know. Could be interesting. And then another thing internationally, over in Australia, you can get a pizza. It's at this hotel, and it's this big thing, and all these tourists are going, half... kangaroo meat, half emu meat.
That's awful.
Which is like us, like somebody here doing like a bald eagle pizza, right?
Right.
Except that would be highly illegal in America.
And way too expensive.
That's awful.
Foodstuffs.
I know, it doesn't sound good at all. Okay, also internationally, this is really interesting. So over in Austria, why they haven't done this everywhere, I don't completely understand. But over in Austria, you have 194 McDonald's locations, right?
Okay.
And now they are serving as little satellite U.S. embassies.
What?
That's right.
Like if you have questions while you're visiting?
Kind of, yeah. So the embassy... In Austria, partnered up with McDonald's to help if you're stranded abroad or anything like that. You go into a McDonald's and they'll take care of you.
That's bizarre and awesome.
Yeah. So you can get like an Egg McMuffin and they can help you if you lose your visa?
With a passport situation, yeah. Exactly.
I needed one of those and we didn't get to go on our cruise.
Oh, yeah. You could have used a McDonald's.
Something.
Pretty interesting. A lot of people aren't happy about it, but why not? I just think anything like that that makes things more easier and accessible, people are like, but they're leading to obesity. Who cares if they're helping you when you're stuck in another country?
And let's be honest. I mean, they have plenty of healthy options.
Yes,
if you desire.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
But I don't. I like the fries and the good stuff.
And now McPassports. That's interesting. I would hope that they would do that in other places.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan. That's the
maybe
point.
Here in America they'll get driver's licenses for us.
Great.
Yeah, why not?
How about this? A new study shows that less than half of us are now eating dinner at the dining room table. Three quarters of us growing up ate at the dining room table, but nobody's doing it anymore. It is down to 48%.
I just thought we don't because we don't have a family. I thought most families still eat at the table. Not dining room, but kitchen table.
Kitchen.
The Berghoffs, I imagine, sit down every night together.
Yes. No.
Kevin eats it too.
And then the kids, if they're, around. No, we try to, but it doesn't always happen that way.
How often are you guys eating together around a table?
It was funny. We did it over the weekend, and even the kids noticed. They were like, we're together as a family. This is great. This never happens. Yeah. Aww.
There's only four of you. Well, it shouldn't be that hard.
We count Lily now, too, so five.
Oh. Yeah.
Lillian. Did you change it to Lily?
I can't say Lily incorrectly, so it's Lily to me.
Are you serious?
Serious.
Oh, I'm glad you guys are doing it. 30% of people say they're just eating on the couch.
Yeah, where do you eat, Lance?
Out.
When's the last time something was cooked at your house? Dinner.
Does that include a microwave or not?
No.
Not microwave. It's probably been a week and a half.
Really? That's not terrible.
No.
But when there's salt and smoke, who needs a table, right?
I mean,
they've got plenty.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Couches, whatever you want. You can watch TV or do it. It's just like being at home. This has been Foodstuffs. Follow us on Instagram at Courtney and Co. Y98.
Foodstuffs! Three in a row, you go!
We got lots of stuff going on, man. And that means it is time for you to call for three in a row, you go. We have tickets for the Cardinals tomorrow night against the Royals when they come to town. All you have to do is answer three simple trivia questions, maybe not so simple for some, and you win those tickets. So we need to line up our contestants right now at 314-531.
Africa by Weezer on Y98. It's the Courtney and Company morning show. We've got them lined up. We're going to do some three in a row. You go.
Three in a row. You go.
There it is. On the line, St. Louis Cardinals tickets for the game against the Kansas City Royals tomorrow night. So we got some caller lined up. All you have to do is answer three questions correctly in a row, and you got these baseball tickets. Up first on line one, we've got Jackie. Hey, Jackie.
Hi, how are you?
We're pretty good. You feeling good about this?
A little nervous, but let's hope for the best.
I think you're going to be great.
All right, Jackie. Question number one. Name the director of the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
One movie I didn't see one of. I have unfortunately no idea.
I think he might have done King Kong as well.
Yeah.
Or Kong.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Is that right?
He did one of them.
Peter Jackson. Peter Jackson is the name.
Sorry.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks, Jackie. Bye. Up next, we've got Rachel from Lake St. Louis. Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
How are you feeling?
After that first question for her, I don't know.
Well, we got that one out of the way, so we'll see how it goes.
All right, Rachel, here we go. Which wedding anniversary is traditionally referred to as the golden wedding anniversary?
Oh, I don't know.
We need a number.
Let's go 50.
And that would be correct. All right.
Yay.
How about in the poker game Texas Hold'em, how many cards are dealt to each player?
Five.
Ooh.
Two cards.
Okay.
Sorry.
Sorry, Rachel. Up next, we've got Tyler calling from Waterloo, Illinois. What's up, Tyler?
How's it going?
Good, man. You feeling good about this?
Think so.
Have you done thus far, Tyler?
Say that again?
Never mind. Tyler, who played Neo in the Matrix movies?
Keanu Reeves.
That would be correct.
That is correct.
Tyler, which chess piece can only move diagonally?
Rook, nine.
What'd you say?
I was going to say the rook.
Well, no. You were too late, but it's not the rook. It's the bishop. Sorry, Tyler.
Sorry, Tyler.
Really, not very excited. People aren't very happy about this game today. And yeah. I don't think any of these are too terribly hard.
I think Mallory's going to be very excited and happy to be here.
Mallory from
Bethalto. Hi, Mallory.
Hi.
Mallory, were you named after Mallory from Family Ties?
I was, actually.
It's a great name. All right. Mallory, here we go. That's question one correct.
Good job, Mallory.
All right. Mallory, my baloney as a first name are the first words of a classic jingle advertising what company?
Oscar Mayer?
That is right.
Yeah. Yes.
Mallory's happy to be here.
Mallory, question two. The dingo is a type of feral dog native to which country?
Australia?
Yes!
Yes, Mallory.
And finally, Mallory, who is the youngest of the Kardashian/Jenner kids?
Kendall?
One below her is Kylie. You had them all, Mallory.
No, Mallory.
I respect that you got the tough ones right and you got the dumb card.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you, Mallory. If I could give you tickets, Mallory. I would. Yeah. Sorry.
And our last shot this segment, we are going to go to Missy, who's calling from Creve Coeur. Hi, Missy.
Hi.
Missy, what is the brand name for the product that has a mascot of a muscular man with a shaved head and an earring?
Mr. Clean?
It is Mr. Clean.
Ooh.
How many valves does a trumpet have?
Oh, gosh. Six?
Three.
Three valves.
I'm sorry. We have to let you go, and that means we have to pick it up a little later, too.
Yeah, some valiant efforts by everybody. We'll pick it up later, so don't go anywhere. We'll play some more three in a row. In a little while.
Yeah,
we'll
probably
see.
9 o'clock hour. We got to move it, too.
We got to move
There's
it.
There's questions that need to be... Summer long, singing Sweet Home Alabama. Oh, summer long.
Summer long. Kid Rock all summer long. 198, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. If you missed it, your code word this hour in the Cash Man Contest is North, N-O-R-T-H. Text it to 72881 by the end of the hour, and you could win $1,000.
If you want to see some really sweet beards and stashes over the weekend, I don't know if you were planning on going, but it was in Belgium this year, the World Beard and Mustache Championships. Yeah. And Kevin posted a bunch of photos online at Y98.com.
There's some work involved.
Are these people single, is what I ask? Because they are the one. What do they put on it? Because the one guy looks like it's, like, lacquered.
They become sculptures, basically.
Yeah, that's
what they do with their facial hair. Yeah, it's like some pretty heavy-duty wax, I guess.
I mean, it's something.
I've never gotten to a point where I could sculpt it. I'd like to.
There's something kind of gross about it to me. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I mean, they're interesting, but
how do you get into
gross?
That? Who inspires you that you're like, I don't know.
That's going to be my thing.
Right.
Yeah.
I could go as far as like the Raleigh finger, just the twirls at the, like, that's cool. That's a gentleman. But these guys get a little carried away.
Also over the weekend, the guy that made the $1 million bet on Tiger Woods, remember? The guy that won all that money.
Oh, yeah.
And then parlayed a million of it to have said that Tiger Woods would win all the majors, which is a crazy bet.
Mm-hmm.
He lost because Tiger didn't even make the cut this weekend, which was, I think, takes the excitement out of a major when all the best players aren't in it for the weekend. Brooks Koepka won. And
he just played poorly. Is that the deal?
Yeah, the course, you know, I mean, yeah, he didn't play well.
Just didn't have it.
Yeah. I mean, the scores were not, it was not a low score.
No, they said the wind really was a huge
factor. And then if
factor.
You did not hit it on the fairway, you were dead trying to get it. I mean, you should have seen me Saturday trying to deal with the winds at Arlington in Collinsville.
Tiger-like?
I had a pretty phenomenal round for myself. I realized that I took into consideration the wind, which made me think about all my shots, so it just makes me realize that I don't think about any shots when I'm playing.
Mm.
But I actually did on Saturday, and I took Arlington down. but anyway, so that guy's out of $1 million, and now the owner of the DQ'd Kentucky Derby winner has challenged the four other contenders to a $20 million rematch.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Wow.
Okay,
are there still lawsuits at play over that?
I don't really know, but you know, Maximum Security said he wasn't going to be in the Preakness, and then the one that won at Country House wasn't in the Preakness either. Mm-hmm. So the Triple Crown was out of play because the Country House had a cold, I believe. So he says, the owner says, he wants a rematch, something close to it. He just threw down the gauntlet for four of the Derby contenders, and they are Maximum Security, Long Range Toddy, War of Will, who just won the Preakness on Saturday, and Bodie Express. And that's the horse that they've had a bunch of. Did you see the horse just racing by itself? It threw the jockey off.
At
the start of the race.
Yeah, right out of the gates.
And do you need a jockey to win? Anybody know?
I think there was a quote.
I don't know.
I saw that Bob Baffert, the trainer, said that I don't know if he said he's actually seen a horse win, but he said he's seen riderless horses have a good race and almost win. But I don't know if he's ever seen one win.
Huh.
He chose these because these are the horses that he supposedly interfered with.
Got it. Oh,
okay.
Okay. So he's willing to fork over $5 million for this race. And they don't even have to win the race. They just have to finish ahead of Maximum Security. If any of the owners take the bet and lose, then he wants them to pay him $5 million, which he says he'll donate to charity.
Wow.
So I don't know if anybody is going to take him up on it or not.
I hope that they would.
Mm. It'd be exciting.
Yeah.
It'd be almost like that Tiger Phil showdown. Like this is like a one-off of any sanctioned.
And the horses are mic'd up and talking smack to each other.
Right.
They're doing side bets.
They probably talk better smack than between Phil and Tiger.
Live from downtown, this is your home for
the world we're gonna make.
Y98, it is the Courtney and Company Morning Show. You're a little over 10 minutes away from your next code word in the Cash Man Contest, a chance for you to win $1,000 12 times a day, and about an hour away from round two of three in a row you go. We have some Cardinals tickets up for grabs. Cardinals, Royals, a little interleague play tomorrow night at Busch Stadium, and we'll pick it back up an hour from now.
It's time for Courtney and Company's favorite game.
We are currently playing at this time.
What? We are currently doing at this time.
Come on, Stan.
It's Bonafide or Bogus.
That's right, Billy. Thank you so much. Bonafide or Bogus with me, Tim Convy. Here's the deal. I'm going to make a statement, and you guys are going to say whether you think it is bonafide, true, or bogus, false. Sound good?
Yes.
Today's topic, of course, mascots for cereals.
Why?
Just because.
Yeah.
Simply because.
I feel like Kevin will nail this. I think Kevin's going to do well in this game.
Because it's still part of my diet? Yes.
I did see a funny thing talking about age of people. Like, I'm so... Remember that thing that went around? Like,
yeah. Saved by the Bell years old.
Oak tree to buy my U-Men pants. Somebody said, I'm read the cereal box for entertainment age.
I'm definitely... When's the last time you had a bowl of cereal?
Not too long ago.
Yeah?
I like to put cereal in the mix every week or two.
Lance?
I'd say probably a couple weeks, maybe.
I had some delicious granola with some raisins in it.
There you go.
Yum.
Sounds good.
And I had some over the weekend because we've got Trix at home.
Oh, no. Yeah. I haven't had Trix in years.
Yeah. And let me tell you something. It's in the fruit shapes.
Let me tell you something.
It's in the fruit shapes.
It's not good. Oh, it's at the balls?
No.
That's too bad. Can you even get the original?
I don't think so. I think it was like a big deal. Hey, we're back in the fruit shapes.
Is it true? Trix are for kids?
Yes, they are.
Not for adults.
Hence Kevin's eating.
All right, let's give us the first one.
Bonafide or bogus, Count Chocula's first name is Alfred.
Bonafide.
I'm going to say bogus.
Bogus.
It's bonafide.
It is?
His name is Alfred. He made his first appearance when the cereal first came out in 1971.
Bonafide.
Along with Frankenberry
cereal. I'm more of a Boo Berry fan.
Yeah, three more monster cereals came out after that. Boo Berry in 1973. Fruit Brute in 1974. Yeah. Do you remember that?
That's the werewolf.
Werewolf.
I never heard of that. Mm-hmm. And Fruity Yummy Mummy in 1987.
All right.
Bonafide or bogus, the name of the bird that's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs is Sunny.
Bonafide.
Did you say Sunny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll say bonafide.
I'm going to say bonafide too.
You guys are right. It's bonafide.
Bonafide.
And he just came home. Cocoa Puffs came out in 1958 and Sunny debuted 4 years later in 1962. Whenever we'd hear that song in high school, we'd be like, hey. Did you hear Sonny came home last night? Not a good song. Bonafide or bogus.
Bonafide.
Who sings it?
Sean Colvin.
That's right.
Oh, wow. Part of the Lilith experience.
She got a whole career off that
song. I think when I worked at Alice, that was heavy rotation, that song was.
Bonafide or bogus, the name of the Honey Nut Cheerios mascot is Buzz Bee.
Bogus.
Bogus.
Their commercials are
bonafide.
Are starting to agitate me.
Yeah?
Yeah, too many people dancing.
He wasn't Nelly in one?
Yeah, I believe that's right.
Yeah. It's bonafide.
It is?
What? Yeah, Buzzbee. Buzzbee.
These are all really good trivia questions for a trivia night.
Mm-hmm. Honey Nut Cheerios have been around since 1979, but Buzzbee didn't have a name until 2000 when a fifth grader from Texas won a contest.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah, like you could do names of things that, like, you know, the operation guy, Cavity Sam.
Yeah.
Cavity Sam. Mm-hmm. Cavity Sam.
Bonafide.
Bonafide or bogus, the Trix Rabbit. Kev, looking at you, buddy. The Trix Rabbit's name is Reggie.
Reggie.
Reggie the Rabbit.
Bogus.
Bogus.
I'm going to say bonafide.
It's bogus.
Ah, man.
His name is Trix, but... The cereal is spelled T-R-I-X, and his name is T-R-I-C-K-S. The cereal came out in 1954.
Way to think. Yeah. Really clever people in your marketing department. This is what we'll do.
I've got it. The cereal came out in 54. Trix the Rabbit debuted in 1959. Finally, Bonafide or Bogus, Cap'n Crunch's full name is Horatio Magellan Crunch.
I think that's true.
I think so too. Bonafide.
I'll say bonafide.
Mm-hmm.
It is bonafide.
Yeah.
According to his bonafide. official backstory,
Lance got them all.
Yeah, five baby.
Wow. Nice, Lance. He grew up on Crunch Island.
Of course he did.
Which has talking trees and a mountain called Mount Crunchmore.
But I do believe I read somewhere that the stripes on his uniform are wrong.
They're not for a captain. They're for a general, maybe.
Yeah. Or an admiral?
Like a Commodore or something like that.
Yeah. He's a phony this whole time? Horatio Magellan has been masquerading?
Like he told people he was a valedictorian or something.
He's saying his name is Cap'n. So it's not like he's really saying he's Cap'n.
Yeah. You know, there. How many times, too, when you don't know somebody's real name, you just say, Morning, Cap'n. Yeah. Morning, Senator.
Senator.
Bonafide or bogus?
Horatio's hard to remember.
Your Ashley Home Store weather. Sunny, cooler today. It's going to be a lovely day, except for all the pollen. High of 70. And then tomorrow, we're looking at some showers and thunderstorms in the forecast, but a little warmer with a high of 75. Here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
In Alton, we've got a crash southbound.
Y98, and it is today's best music mix with the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Jen will be back tomorrow, and Entertainment Schmig in just a few minutes with Tim Convy. Can you believe this weekend's Memorial Day weekend already?
It's crazy.
We're going to do a really cool weekend on Y98, a one-hit wonders weekend. I think we should kick it off on Friday with like our favorite, one of our favorite.
Next weekend is all one-hit wonders?
This weekend.
This weekend.
This weekend is this all weekend. One-hit wonders?
Yes. I don't know all. I'm thinking yes.
Lots of.
I don't get involved in the music programming, but I've heard our boss going through a million songs that make me happy as I walk by his office. Man.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, so be thinking about your favorite one-hit wonders. Okay. We'll also ask you to call in. Maybe we'll post something on Facebook, and we'll throw some of your favorite one-hit wonders in also on Friday morning, kicking off the holiday weekend, which means we're off on Monday, Tim.
What?
Yes.
Oh, man. This weekend's going to be great.
And it also signifies the beginning of travel time. After Memorial Day weekend, people are making their plans. And most of us would drive 6.5 hours to avoid having to fly. 6.5 hours to me is not that big of a deal.
No.
I think the older I get, I used to laugh at 6.5 hours. But I can say, you know, Easter weekend went to Kansas City, and, you know, that's not even that far. It's 250 miles, and it's like, ugh.
Yeah, man, I have to say, home. I say that, and yet, when we went to Branson a couple years ago, I thought it was very far.
And that far, that's nothing.
I think I'm always thinking of Lake of the Ozarks distance, and it was longer.
It is longer. Yeah. 6.5 is a good number, because it gets, for me, 8 is where it's like, all right, I should be in a plane.
Yeah.
8's not good. Oh, and we drove to Ole Miss last year, and that felt...
How long does that take?
More than I liked.
Is far.
I think it's like 5 hours.
Oh, I would think more.
Oh, I think it's... Yeah, Memphis is 5
Maybe
hours.
Maybe 5.5.
Oh, I think it's longer.
5:45. It's like,
six.
It's six, close to six, maybe.
I would believe that.
I don't know. It just felt really, really long.
Because especially being finished when we are at 10, you can still get somewhere, you know, if you're still in that 7-hour range.
Oh, yeah.
You're still having dinner somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, I mean, I've driven to Hilton Head, I can't even tell you how many times. And that didn't bother me. But we always left at night, so we get there early in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you really don't even miss much.
Yeah.
But it's because people are tired of dealing with airlines.
Right?
Flying is the worst experience now for people.
Yeah, and I think Tim's point is, and this is the way I look at it too, as far as dealing with airlines, anything that's about a 5-mile or 5-hour trip, you might as well drive it anyway.
Yeah, it's going to take you so much time.
Yeah.
And airports, they bring out the worst in people.
Yeah,
obviously, the airline people are just frustrated. They always seem like they're on their last nerve.
Well,
and then I hate it.
What's the longest road trip you've driven recently? You did a big one. Remember you did a show somewhere, then came back here and then went back there?
Yeah. I basically, Iowa. Where was I?
Iowa?
Yeah. I don't know, but
you went and did a show and then you had a day off. So you came back because you didn't want to miss a day of work because you don't have that many vacation days.
And I love work. I'm doing that whole same thing again in September.
Oh, it's a terrible.
Are you really?
It made me ill.
But I'm so used to that from the band days. I mean, we would just. I was just in a car more than I was anything else. Trucks, I'm very comfortable at like truck stops and that whole thing.
Okay, and then...
That's right. Comfortable truck stops.
And I'm not. Although I love their showers. No, I'm just kidding.
What? new insight.
No. Yeah. All right, and then a new survey just asked Americans for their America's travel bucket list. The spots that you want to go in the U.S., and I've been to 5 of the 15. I was pretty, and I'm not much of a traveler.
Okay.
Okay, so you guys keep track of how many you've been to.
Okay.
So,
Walnut Bowls Factory is number one.
Grand Canyon, number one on the list, is to see the Grand Canyon.
Haven't been there.
Have not been there.
I haven't either.
I've been there.
Yellowstone National Park.
Nope.
That's number two.
I tried. It was closed.
It was?
Yeah.
Was that a budget thing?
No, I don't know why they were closed.
Oh, okay.
Something was going on.
Niagara Falls, the American side, I guess.
No. I slept in that day. The rest of my band went.
I was tired. I was on the Canadian side, though.
That still counts.
Okay. I've been very close to all these places. I just didn't go to the actual attraction.
Right. Do you think I've been to Las Vegas? I have.
Yes.
That's where my fear of flying started.
Yep. Oh, yeah,
that flight home from Vegas in 2000 ruined me for flying. Mount Rushmore is next on the list at number 5.
Nope. Yep. Never been.
Never been there. Okay.
I was there in 06, I think.
Redwood National Park.
Oh, yeah. Spent a lot of time.
Well, these are all out west. I need more eastern.
Mardi Gras in New Orleans.
Been there?
Well, I've been to New Orleans, but I haven't been to Mardi Gras.
Yeah, me too.
So that doesn't count, I guess.
I've never been to New Orleans.
Oh, you're missing out.
Oh, I love it.
Someday.
Lots of life.
Lots of life, and it's a collision of cultures, because really you can go back in history. There's 7 different cultures that have kind of intermingled there over the centuries. It's a pretty cool place.
Some of the best food ever.
Yeah, I have gained so much weight in New Orleans. It's not funny.
Drive the Pacific Coast Highway. I've done that in a convertible. Yeah. Hmm. See the fall leaves in New England. That's one of my mom's favorite things.
Mm-hmm.
Drive from Miami to Key West. I did that. I didn't want to, but that's when we couldn't get on the cruise ship.
Yeah. No, I haven't done that. I've been to both places, but I've not done that drive.
See Cape Cod. That's number 11.
Mm. Biked Cape Cod on a bike.
Oh,
wow. Yeah,
185 miles, I think we did that trip. Yeah.
See a Broadway show in New York City. You've done that. Yeah, you live there. walk along Venice Beach and the Santa Monica Pier. I've done that.
Oh, yeah.
I drove by it.
Walk across the Golden Gate Bridge is number 14 on the list.
Walk across? Okay.
Yeah. And eat a cheesesteak in Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
Mm, that's next at number 15.
I've only done 4.
I've only done four too, because I took the Mardi Gras out.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't count Mardi Gras. I've just done 4.
I stopped counting.
Well, you were... That's the one assignment you had.
I got distracted.
All right, what's coming up in Schmeg?
All sorts of fun stuff, including a little update on people who have been in my Altima. Coming up on Schmig. Just a little bit.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig brought to you by Club Fitness. Join now and you get the whole summer for free.
Summer free!
I'm not going to keep you guys waiting any longer. We teased it. Update on people who have been in my Altima. Congratulations. Happy couple just got engaged, and at least half of them have been in my Altima. Colin Jost and Scarlett Johansson got engaged. So congratulations to them. That's the only news I have about people who have been in my Altima.
And so it was Colin Jost?
Yes.
Okay.
We did a comedy show together. He was in there.
She can still go by ScarJo.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah. She probably won't change her name anyway, but that's interesting.
I know, and it always bothers me anyway.
She could be ScarJojo now. That'd be pretty good. So they've been dating for a few years. This is her third marriage,
I didn't realize.
She was married to... I forgot that's she was married Ryan to Ryan Reynolds.
I did, too.
For a little bit.
Yeah.
And then somebody else before that.
And now, after that, I think. That's who she has a child with.
Oh, is that right? Mm-hmm. Okay. And now Colin
Jost. A journalist, I believe.
But congratulations to them. We talked about it earlier in Schmig, but Kim and Kanye, we finally have a name for their newest child. Psalm. Like biblical Psalm, because they're very religious. They talk about that quite a bit, really into stuff. So now they've got Psalm. Silent P.
Psalm, Saint, Chicago, and West. North.
West. Northwest. I like Chicago. Anyway, so congratulations to them as well. Lots of stuff online, Y98.com, about the Game of Thrones finale. No spoilers. We're not going to do any spoilers. But you will learn a lot of interesting things, including this. Kevin, I bet you didn't know this. I got to find it. So, Sir Bronn of the Blackwater, you know that guy?
Yes, yes. Basically the bodyguard to Tyrion.
Lots of different people, yeah. And then
Sir Bronn of the Blackwater.
And then Cersei, played by Lena Headey, I think is how you say it.
I heard they dated at one time. Is that true?
Yes, and do you know they're not in any scenes together throughout the entire show because they hate each other so much.
Wow.
Whoa.
And these are two like pretty big characters. Jerome Flynn is the name of the guy who plays Bronn, and then Lena Headey plays Cersei. Never appeared in the same scene together because of a breakup that they had years before Game of Thrones.
Before it even started?
Oh, that's right, because there's a scene last season where they're all going to meet to go see one of the living dead. One of the White Walkers. And they send Bronn somewhere else, so he's not in that scene.
Right, and think about, there's a scene more recently where she kind of has a proposition for Bronn to go do something,
right,
to go take care of some people. And if you remember, it's her hand that goes and makes that proposition, when normally you would totally think it was her
hand.
Her right-hand man.
Oh, I thought her hand had capabilities of going places.
That's a show.
Oh, Courtney.
You're right.
Do yourself a favor.
I feel like that could be a fine storyline.
It's like an Addams Family situation.
Yes. Little it.
But they had a terrible breakup, turbulent relationship, and they absolutely hate each other.
Wow.
So they were never in a scene together. Kind of crazy. Avengers Endgame has been number one at the box office for a really long time. Its reign is finally over. Who do you think took him down?
What was it? John Wick?
Oh, yeah.
John Wick, Keanu Reeves.
Chapter 3.
He knows Kung Fu. I haven't seen this yet. I'm very much looking forward to seeing it. Will you guys see it? Anybody else interested in that?
I haven't seen the first two, so.
Me too.
I won't.
You have seen them, Kevin.
I have not. I've not seen one or two.
Lance?
Nope.
You Hildebrand? I can't. I mean, if you're in, it's what you want James Bond to be. It's just an insane next level action movie. If you're into that type of thing, they tend to do a good job with these. However, Avengers Endgame, and who knows? It could roll back up the first. People are still seeing it. It's still just this weekend ranked in $29.4 million. It is now the second highest grossing movie of all time, both domestically and worldwide.
Wow.
$771 million in the U.S. That moves it ahead of $761 million that Avatar made, but it still trails. What movie? Number one. $937
Titanic?
Million.
No. Oh, another Avengers movie.
No, Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Oh.
Come on, guys. Globally, Avatar made $2.788 billion. Endgame right now at $2.614 billion. Will it pass Avatar? It is possible. We'll see. Detective Pikachu, by the way, coming in third place. We have a new American Idol winner as of last night. Anybody watch anything?
I watched Katy Perry perform with Daddy Yankee. That's it.
And it was good. Is that a new song?
I don't know. I enjoyed it immensely, though.
Some guy, is it Lame Hardy or Liam Hardy?
I think it's Lane.
Oh, Lane. That makes sense.
Lane. That's the name that Ron Burgundy made What's-His-Face have in Anchorman 2. Lame something.
He won. Congratulations to him. TV over the weekend. This is crazy. Steve Kroft, the longest tenured 60 Minutes correspondent, but he is retiring. His final piece aired last night. He's 73, and he's been on the show for 30 years.
Wow. Steve Kroft, yeah. That's sad that he's retiring, but good for Steve Kroft. Yep. Go enjoy yourself, Steve.
Other big final moments on television. The Big Bang Theory series finale drew just under 18 million viewers, which is the most for the show since the season 9 premiere in 2015. So end of an era. No more Big Bang Theory.
You're upset, I know.
I never made it through an episode. I couldn't do it, but now it's over.
Yeah, I know that everyone gets scared. I become what I can't be. Oh, do you see what I see?
Oh, it's time for celebrity birthdays. I'm going to do the duties. Jen Meyer's back tomorrow, but for now, it's me. We got some good ones and some bad ones.
And we'll let you know when that bet's going down that she lost.
Oh, when she's going to perform the national anthem on violin.
At the Gateway Grizzlies game.
I can't wait. All right, how about this? She wishes she could turn back time, but she can't. It is her birthday today. How old is Cher?
Was she just in town recently?
Yeah, like a few weeks ago. And she still had that outfit on.
What do you mean?
That fishnet bodysuit thing. She's still rocking it and rocking it well, by the way.
She works out.
If I can turn back time.
I'm going to say 74.
Gypsies, tramps, and thieves.
I don't think she's there yet. 73.
Nailed it. 73. Good job.
What are you laughing at?
I don't think she's there yet. I think she's a year younger.
I'm just saying.
he was correct.
He was right. But if he made it, was a huge gap.
Courtney, you have a big crush on this guy.
Timothy Oliphant.
That's right. How old is Timothy Oliphant?
He's like one of the only people that I have a crush on in Hollywood.
You know him from Santa Clarita Diet, which was just canceled. Deadwood. Justified.
Oh, he's so great.
Bunch of other stuff.
He's been married forever, too.
Oh, is that
like
right?
Before he was a big star, yeah.
Huh.
Timothy Oliphant is 48.
47.
45.
Guys, Oliphant is 51.
No, is he really?
Wow. Oh, yeah. See, we're the same age, too. I mean, I'm not 51 yet, but we'll be later. This year. We're born the same year, I meant.
We're going to do two more. I've never been able to pronounce his name properly, but Bronson
Pinchot.
Best Balky. Known as Balky from Perfect Strangers.
Oh, no.
He was in True Romance, Father, a bunch of stuff.
Beverly Hills Cop, Surge. Yeah.
How old is he?
56.
60.
I think
got it. 60.
Right. I was going to say, I think that's a good guess. So good, it was right.
I don't think he's quite there yet.
And finally, Busta Rhymes. How old is Busta Rhymes? She's celebrating a birthday today.
I have no idea.
Busta.
That's a tough one.
50.
Got his name from Chuck D from Public Enemy.
He's probably older than 50.
You think so?
I don't know, Kevin.
I was going to say 48.
56.
Busta Rhymes is 47.
No. Okay.
If like Busta Rhymes, you're celebrating a birthday today, happy birthday.
All right, Lance. So what is your, what's the word on today? What do you give it for a grade on the commute? Because it was a little slow this morning.
Yeah, it was, I think, you know, they talked about how a lot of people the day after the Game of Thrones finale today would be, they predicted nationwide 10 million people aren't going to go to work today. I don't know about that. And with that Blues win, it did seem a little lighter. At the heart of the rush hour, 7:30-ish, it was kind of busy, but yeah, it wasn't all that bad.
Round two of three in a row, you go. All you got to do is answer three questions right in a row, and you got baseball tickets. You can see the Cardinals play the Royals tomorrow night, and you can still call in. We'll see how these people do. Not that I don't have faith, but give us a call, 314-531-9898. Up first, we've got Jason. Jason lives on the hill. Hey, Jason.
Hello.
Hi, Jason. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, Jason, are you ready? Where are you? Your phone sounds really good, like mine does. I call it the toilet phone because I dropped it in the toilet.
Yeah, well, we have a metal building.
So oh, okay. All right. Okay, we'll just get right to it. You're all business, I can see.
Must get hot in there.
Jason, what flavor is the liquor Cointreau?
Cointreau is orange.
Nice, Jason.
Jason, which is the only American state to begin with the letter P?
Pennsylvania.
You got it right under the wire.
Nice, Jason.
Now, all you need is this one, Jason, and you win tickets to tomorrow's Cardinals-Royals game.
I hope so. It's my birthday today, so.
What?
Oh. That's his way of saying, give me an easy one.
All right. Jason, what Blues player has two hat tricks in the playoffs this year? We gave you a ton of time there, too.
I know.
His name is similar to yours, but with a D.
Yeah.
Dason.
Jaden Swartz.
Jaden Swartz.
Oh!
Sorry, Jason. I tried.
Yeah.
I know.
All right. Happy birthday. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Next up, we're losing everyone.
Oh, no. Well, let's go. Let's actually, no, we've got Kimberly from Belleville on line four. Hi, Kimberly.
Hey, Kimberly.
Hi.
All right, Kimberly. Where was I? Name the actress whose career began at the age of 3 and who went on to star in films like Contact, Maverick, and Silence of the Lambs.
Jodie Foster.
That is correct, Kimberly.
Yeah, good job.
Kimberly. The adult human skeleton is made up of how many bones? Over 200 or under 200?
Over 200.
206, to be exact. And finally, Kimberly, Game of Thrones, Game of Thrones, just had their series finale. Who wrote the books that it's based on?
George Martin?
Yeah!
R.R. Martin, but I was going to get it to George Martin.
Kimberly!
And you now, Kimberly, were you groaning or were you happy there was a Game of Thrones question?
Oh, totally groaning.
Oh, okay.
I've never seen it.
Oh, wow. See? Well, you knew something, Kimberly. Congratulations. You have tickets to tomorrow night's Cardinals-Royals game, a little interleague play, and they kick off the series tonight, but you'll be there tomorrow night. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We'll play three in a row. You go again next week on the Courtney and Company Show.
Do you love golf and Cardinals baseball? Well, this is the event for you. The 2019 Cardinals Ted Savage RBI Golf Classic is Monday, June 24th.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show, and today's best music mix, if you missed this hour's code word for Cash Man, it is BOAT, B-O-A-T. All you have to do is text BOAT to 72881. You have about 22 minutes, so text, don't text and drive, and you could win $1,000.
Monday, yes, it's Monday. Millennial Monday.
Our resident millennial, we didn't bring Patty in today because we didn't have time to get her, but we have Alex.
She sits too far.
She does. Yep. She's too far in the office.
Sometimes you miss out.
Our friend Alex Rich is here, and I wanted to thank Alex for the nice video that he did for my 20th anniversary roast.
Well. Oh, yeah.
Had to do a little something for you, Courtney.
I love that it was filled with, like, Mike Shannon, John Rooney, Mike Bush, John Pertzborn, and then all of a sudden, Alex Rich checking in. You may know me from Millennial Monday.
It was real fresh, real feathery.
I'm trying to add to my street cred a little bit.
It was good.
You have a birthday coming up, too.
I do.
We've all been invited to Alex's birthday, Thursday birthday party.
Nice little happy hour. Ease into the weekend a little bit.
Yeah, Memorial Day weekend.
Got to.
How old will you be?
I'm going to be 28.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's great.
Getting close.
I remember it well.
Do you?
Yeah, 28.
It was just a couple years ago for you.
Great year for me. Yeah, just about 2 years
ago. No doubt.
All right, let's start with this. So, they looked at this dating site called Zoosk. Z-O-O-S-K.
Okay.
And there is one automobile that if you have in your profile pic, you will get 243% more
Tesla
messages.
Huh. Tesla?
No.
Oh.
Is it a Mercedes?
It's not a Mercedes.
A Jeep.
A Jeep.
Oh.
They have no idea why, and they don't know if it applies to men or women, but 243 more messages you will get from prospective dates.
The Jeep's trending now.
Jeep's back, man.
It's
back.
It really is, huh?
People are real proud of their Jeeps.
The thing is, with Jeep owners, they post a lot of pictures of their Jeep.
They love it.
Always.
We got a few around here.
Oh, yeah.
Real cool, sexy Jeeps.
Okay, what's the... There's another vehicle that gets a lot more messages, 143% more messages. What do you think it is? You haven't mentioned them yet. It's a brand of car.
A brand of car.
Well, I mean, like a Jeep. You know. I would think Wranglers, though. You can't post your Jeep Liberty picture and get as many messages, right?
It's a brand of Jeep?
No. It's another car brand.
Lexus?
It's German.
Volkswagen.
No, I don't know if it's German.
BMW?
Yes, BMW.
BMW.
The ultimate driving machine.
Yeah.
143% more messages. And then there's another one, and I believe Mr. Tim Convey drives this kind of car.
Tim, what do you drive?
A Nissan Altima?
Oh, no, it's a Toyota. Oh. I really want to put you in a Toyota, don't I?
Yeah,
several times.
I know, I don't know why.
I'll get a Toyota.
73% more messages if you have those three
People
cars.
People are digging the Toyota, huh?
What kind of car does Alex Rich all feathery drive?
I drive the Lexus.
Oh.
Mm.
I know.
I would think you could put your picture, the Lexus, in a profile.
I didn't realize the car was increasing likes that much.
It is.
But I'm going to have to rearrange some of my pictures, I guess.
You should.
Okay, Alex.
But I'd like a picture. Your dating profile should be your Lexus in a hat.
Yes.
And have no other option. Like, no other. Oh, you can't swipe and see any other pictures.
He's got to put his French bulldog in a picture, too.
Oh, he can be driving, and then the Lexus has a hat on it, and then Richie is in the...
Get a picture of us with the hat. And the
chick magnet, man.
Yep.
I'll have to reevaluate on Memorial Day weekend. Get some photographers out to my house.
Summer loving.
All right. And then finally today for Millennial Monday. So there was a new study that was done, and they surveyed 1,500 office workers in the U.S. and Canada, and they asked them if they enjoyed having coworkers who are significantly younger or older than they are. And what do you think? What do you think came out of that?
I think they like having coworkers that are younger than them.
No, it's both. It's both.
I would say no, neither, I don't think, is enjoyable.
No, everyone loves it.
I think
76% said they enjoy having coworkers who are significantly younger or older. So we're bridging the gap.
Really?
We like having these people with us.
Really?
They also said 71% of people said that having people of different ages in the office is an asset, and it would make their company weaker without them.
That makes sense. Yeah.
It does diversify it a little bit.
What do you think about us old folks, Alex?
Well, for me and Alex, it's like...
Tim and I are old souls, you know?
I'm significantly older than you, but not that much.
But I feel like you relate well, you know?
Yeah, you see me being one of your own.
Right.
All right.
Yeah,
I'm immature.
Yeah.
You're saying you just know I like to drink?
I think you could hang on the weekends.
Oh, man. I can hang. No, you know that.
No doubt.
But on the weekends, not a weekday. Monday. Thank you, Alex. Monday.
Millennial Monday. The music you hear on Y98 is brought to you by Schnucks. Get hot, stay hot with Matt Carpenter's brand new...
Engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.